Welcome to Paradise Found. I'm sure many listeners have read or have heard about the famous book, Paradise Lost, from the 17th century English poet John Milton. It is an epic poem in blank verse. The poem concerns the biblical story of the fall of man, the temptation of Adam and Eve by Satan, and the expulsion from the Garden of Eden. In this podcast, I present a viewpoint claiming the story of Adam and Eve is allegorical, and the paradise of Eden is a metaphor for the entire earth. So next time you are in your favorite place, close your eyes and imagine a paradise. Then open your eyes and realize that you have found it. Then consider what is causing our entire planet to not be a paradise. You will conclude the obvious, which is all the negative, evil actions of many, many, many people as the root cause. It's time to start working together, maximizing unity and expanding on the subject by discussing realistic and effective solutions. You can find more information in the directory of all my podcasts as they are released under my website for my book with the same title at www.paradisefoundbook.com. The book is divided into 12 chapters named after the months of the year with four podcast episodes per chapter.
Come out of him.
Lord. He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils.
Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man, armed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, How can he, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned.
Welcome to Paradise Found, March, week number one, and the title of this episode is A House Divided Cannot Stand. This sentence comes from Mark 3:25 out of the Bible, and what you just heard is a scene from a movie about Jesus that I found on YouTube, and I don't know the title of the film, but it's from the Church of the Latter-day Saints. And the reason why I was selecting this, the speech, A House Divided Cannot Stand, because Abraham Lincoln also used that same title for his speech he delivered after receiving the Republican nomination for the Illinois Senate race in 1858, where he ran against Stephen Douglas. I thought this was a particularly important due to the fact that we find ourselves divided to the same degree it was during the Civil War today. In this scene, Jesus is with a group of scribes and Pharisees, and a madman is brought to Jesus, and he cures the man by claiming for a demon to leave the man's body, and the man is miraculously cured. Someone screams out that Jesus must have satanic powers to be able to cast out this evil spirit. Then Jesus assures them that anyone who does not believe in him will cause the entire group to fall, and not to follow Satan, who is inferior evil entity who causes the division. The people at the time were trying to find reasons to hate and oppose Jesus because he represented a threat to their religious system. Jesus was saying, essentially, that it is impossible for Satan to cast himself out. He was pointing out that Satan's goal is to destroy and not to heal. Satan would not cast out demons out of a person in order to promote Jesus, the Son of God, as a powerful and merciful Savior and healer. It makes no sense at all for Satan to do this. Just like a kingdom in a civil war will eventually destroy itself, a household that is divided against itself will eventually fall. There are several other examples of this idea in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Okay, so March's chapter is titled Common Ground. And I would like to begin this episode to show how we can incorporate this idea, which both Jesus, Lincoln, and others have used to show that everybody really needs to get on the same page in order to succeed and create a paradise over the entire earth. For Jesus, it was all about having everyone to believe in him, and for Lincoln to resolve the slavery issue. Both men were righteous and had the correct vision for humanity. The goal of creating a paradise over the entire earth is also a righteous vision. This is the hardest episode for me because I know many, many people will stop listening, but the paradise will never become a reality if there is not unity. Believing in God and believing that you have the opportunity to move on to the next level into heaven is essential to bring everyone together to protect and preserve the paradise of earth. Even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, you will also agree with this goal, and allowing for more unity is a good thing. The problem with not believing in God is you don't really care, really think that it is important to overcome struggles and temptations. you would like to have some of the struggles and removed and indulge in temptations as much as you can without sacrificing your health or well-being. And you are not valuing a paradise as essential for growing your spirit. You believe that it is righteous for government to solve these problems, and the deep state and the global elitists are the most qualified to do this. It's easy to see the motivations and temptations of the global elite. They will erase the borders and end all wars. They will resolve all the problems that humanity faces, just like the seven issues that I described in episode one, which, if resolved, would turn the earth into a paradise. They believe all the solutions we need would all be found from science and technology. The exact same way that religious leaders try to convert people, they will want to convert everyone to follow scientism. It will not work. They will not succeed on number seven, where the vast majority agrees and has unity. We should never remove our borders, language, and cultures for all the countries in the world. Diversity is nature's strongest asset. Have all the countries compete against each other and grade them to how well they are creating a paradise in their own land. Throughout the entire history of civilization, we have desired to push a single-minded way of thinking onto the masses. That is attraction of science, because if science proves to be true, it is, so everybody needs to get in line and follow that truth. That makes scientism the religion everybody needs to follow. The Bible is just a book of silly stories that never happened and have no meaning. We tolerate and respect other non-Judeo-Christian religions because we, the founding fathers, were a bunch of evil slaveholders. Well, that's all wrong thinking, in my opinion. Cannot you see that the deep state is being ruled over Satan? Maybe that is getting too deep for you, but think about all the negative things you're taught towards people. Remember, language can control the way you think. In the last episode, the common language is science. That's the only common language. But what if fake science in the form of religion of scientism has increased the hate within you towards the vast majority of people who believe in God? That said, you do not believe in unity, and you know and believe that a house divided cannot stand. We have just have to do something with the vast majority of people who disagree with us. Satan has spread this evil around all the world throughout human history. Remember, however, that I redefined a paradise to include all our struggles and temptations, and learning how to overcome struggles and resisting temptations molds our spirit. Creating a paradise over the entire earth is humanity's greatest struggle, and the struggle is politically moving people in this direction. And this requires the unity. Why cannot we come to some agreement? Obviously, we desire a paradise, and I'm sure everyone would agree on the seven main issues which I laid out, which are: number one, all creatures, including us, are happy and making the best of their lives. Number two, all have adequate food, shelter, or habitat for maximum longevity. Number three, all have optimum spiritual growth, and no one is given a free ride to overcome their own struggles because it is an important learning process. Number four, money and obtaining material objects is not required for a happy life, but people are free to obtain wealth as provided to those with their merit and distributed fairly. Number five, no poverty. Number six, the environment of the earth is at optimum for health and has a large amount of open space critical to optimize human spiritual growth. There are cities and suburbs built with infrastructure to not only minimize environmental harm, but to accommodate a thriving culture. Number 7, most, if not everyone, agrees. There is 100% unity. Some people may disagree with number 4 because I believe that our paradise must have capitalism as a primary economic system. This is critical if you believe that we all have an eternal soul which was placed on this paradise of earth to overcome struggles, and this is required to become enlightened. In other words, it's up to you to overcome your own struggles, not to have the government take care of them for you. The foundation of all other economic systems other than capitalism take away the freedom for people to succeed and become enlightened. Evolution never stops. And as I said in a prior episode, the forces of nature sculpt your body like the spirit and spirit like a hammer and chisel to create a sculpture. Overcoming struggles and solving all the challenges everybody faces 24/7 teaches you how to harness the power of love, overcome hate, and get closer to God. But if government leaders pretend to care about the people by giving out money to them and instilling hate towards their opposition, then evolution works in reverse, and the people become lazier, dumber, and non-enlightened. Every living thing, including us, is affected by it. Look at animals in a cage versus out in the wild, or farms run by robots versus free-range cattle rangers out in the American West. And which ones do you think are a paradise, and which one do you think is hell? All countries who have not embraced freedoms provided by a capitalist economic system are doomed for failure. The only countries who have failed with capitalism are those who do not have equal opportunity for all, and these are just as worse as communist countries. You can argue that in successful capitalist countries like America, it takes money to make money, and the success depends on who you are. The problem with capitalism is not the system, it's the corrupt people that sometimes abuse it. The system should be set up as long as any citizen works hard at a full-time job and a family and has the ability to purchase a single family home. And if you're single, the bare minimum is you should be able to afford a condominium. At the bare minimum, you can attain the lower middle class status as long as you work hard. But the sky's the limit. I will discuss this more in detail in the following episodes. Again, we have two competing groups. It's the progressive liberals, deep state, global elitists, versus the Trump-supporting MAGA party. For simplicity, let's just use the abbreviations MAGA and PDSG for progressive deep state globalists. If you have already listened to previous episodes, I disagree with everything the PDSGs are doing and convince they will transform the earth into a living hell. I was once in the Green Party, you know, because I was a big environmentalist, and it just seemed to be going nowhere. And then I became a Democrat for a short time, and then I switched to independent, and now I'm a Republican. I hope and pray, and I believe that Bobby Kennedy Jr. should run for president and rebuild the Democratic Party that his uncle envisioned. I selected him because I believe he's the only Democrat with high name recognition, and he's not part of the PDSG crowd. Just about every other possible candidate is, such as Gavin Newsom. Bobby Kennedy exposed the corruption of Anthony Fauci, is environmentalist, and can carry on the legacy his uncle and dad. He should know that the current Democratic Party is corrupt and whacked out. Remember JFK's most famous statement, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And the answer is to have a successful life and to learn how to become righteous. Again, evolution doesn't stop. And evolution, and the solution is for you is to get to work and not to rely on government. We desperately need a JFK-style Democratic Party who does not buy into this globalist crap. And we don't want a single Republican Party with no opposition. Don't you understand the main reason why America is great is the freedom of speech, freedom to criticize, and criticisms are absolutely critical for effective brainstorming. Yes, our country is divided right down the middle, just like during the Civil War. Deep State believes that over one half of the country, the MAGA Trump supporters, are terrorists. We are at a very serious time in history. The PDSG side would think MAGA supporters represent the Confederacy of today's brewing Civil War, but it is the reverse. The PDGS side are on the wrong side of history, and they will be losing side just like the Confederates were. Sure, they are very intelligent in science, but what if their science and technology and other agenda they support turns the planet into a hell? I go over this fact in this chapter, and I follow up in October going through the World Economic Forum's stated in the proposal in detail. You will notice I talk specifics, and they always talk generalities. That is because they are out of touch with reality. They all live in a bubble. No, I say it many times in this book, we no longer have white supremacists. Satan transformed them into liberal, global, elitist supremacists. Both have the same thing in common. They love to hate and they love to cause division. They are actually dumber, more ignorant, and will create a place on earth far more evil than would be if the Confederate Army won the Civil War and the South was a separate country with slavery. Eventually, the slavery would have vanished. The PDSG want to change the entire world into socialism. Really, the only thing they care about is their power. The next new high-tech invention and making sure they have the best life with the minimum struggles, and they are not smart for believing in the dumb science I laid out in the last episode. What about economics? They are complete morons believing that their digital technology is going to solve everything. Let's put Michael Bloomberg in charge, who thinks farmers are dumb. They are stupid and at every metric. So get off your high horse and push these idiots aside for some common sense. I'm sure most of the audience is going to be conservative, but I do hope to attract moderate Democrats and independents. After Biden's September 1st speech, that should be a wake-up call for drastic change. Backdropped in red with two Marines in full dress behind him. And he called one half of the country terrorists. You have a leader of a corrupt mob in the deep state, declaring war just like the Confederacy did. The difference is that they are in charge. The Confederates wanted to maintain their system, which included slavery, but the Union Army wanted unity. The deep state wants to stay in power and push this evil globalist agenda, and the MAGA supporters also want unity, want to end corruption and nothing to do with the globalists. It's crystal clear which groups are on the right. The good and the good side of history. Bobby Kennedy also needs to come to the conclusion that deep state crawled out from under its rock when his uncle JFK was assassinated. Yes, LBJ participated and had him murdered, and Lee Harvey Oswald was set up. I actually believe that they are setting up many of these horrific murders and trapping and brainwashing people to do their dirty work. They use everything but the kitchen sink to keep their power. Bobby Kennedy knows this, fighting corrupt environmental groups who are making money covering up for evil corporations. The establishment Republicans are just as evil. The Bushes, the Cheney, the Romney, etc., have all been taking us down this highway to hell. Liz Cheney gives a new rise to dumb blonde politician jokes. Oh my God, I mean, she lost by over 40 points and then compares herself to Lincoln. And yes, Cheney and Bush were scumbags. They faked the WMDs, and Cheney is over $90 billion rich from Halliburton. If you are LDSG, give it up. You will be happier, and if you support a JFK era Democratic Party, you will have a very good chance to win in 2028. The only way to get out of this highway hell now is to elect MAGA candidates and to re-elect Donald Trump in 2024. And I know that a lot of people really don't want to hear that, but I know it's hard for people to accept that fact, but the level of corruption is so thick that unity is never possible with any politician or government official with a scintilla of connection to the creep state and needs to be removed from office. Yes, the creep state is wrong about the direction to take the country as the Confederacy was, and we will be just as divided. They have both deeply rooted in their ideologies with little concern about the overall picture for humanity. They cleverly find ways to build hatred into people towards their opposition. The Confederacy was defeated by war, and the deep state will be defeated in the ballot box. Reorganizing the federal government and exposing the evils of globalism. Schools throughout the country will remove every single woke book out of their libraries and replace them with history books, which include Jesus and the message he brought to the world. And it will include detailed history of all these deep state players, from LBJ to Biden, and about how and why it formed and tried to destroy the United States. Why do they keep saying the same talking points like a parrot? The answer is they have high IQ and EQ, but spiritually they are morons. How often do you hear the sentence, "The greatest threat to democracy is white supremacy," when the deep state has already destroyed democracy in America? How many neighbors do you have who know white supremacists? Oh, I see. You think that they're all in the red states and you live in a blue state. Well, have you ever been into a red state? I got news for you. It's not like the film Easy Rider. And the biggest reason for the rise of the PDSG empire is the baby boomers, 60s generation. Like the bird song, turn, 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 everything goes in cycles. We all love and respected our greatest generation parents, but the hippies wanted to progress and change things up. And let's face it, they embraced sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They felt imprisoned by the establishment and the man, as they called it. This attitude morphed into an ideology which still exists today. I got infected by the notion that there is a better way. Hope and change, promised by Obama, was the ticket, and they could not be more than wrong. Like me, the kids had dads who fought in World War II. knew and respected America much more than the kids who were getting caught up into this ideology. While it was obvious the hippies were a failure, they had loads of fun and the hate in that Woodstock, but they left a place a mess year after year, and after then the drug dealers took over. They went back and got normal jobs. They took over, then they took over academia. For those who are my age may remember, we grew up being told to become a doctor or a lawyer. Then all sorts of other types of college degrees become available, and many kids didn't know what they wanted to do. Academia needs to be turned into the way it was, and that is to teach students how to learn, and that's it. Everything else is a distraction from having them to learn how to do this. Think about it. If you wanted to learn something, if you're somebody that got through school, do you immediately see what's available in adult classes at your nearby community college? No, you typically, I mean, you might do that, but typically you know how to learn things very well and you're well-read, and you simply read and research books on the topic you are interested in. Sure, there is a list of graduate studies specific to important study, which will lead to a great career. I'm not trying to dissuade from people from doing that, but what's with making these completely worthless undergraduate degree programs that isn't focused on teaching kids how to learn well? Not only is there a mountain of evidence that the elections were rigged, now that there's actually scientific proof, it doesn't really even have to go into a court of law. It's been scientifically proven, as far as I'm concerned. The data, which has been illegally erased, shows massive fraud from studies done from top computer scientists. You know, put these computer records next to election with fraud, and it's an easy, it's been proven scientifically. In Mesa County, Colorado, the computers created a whole fake database, and they have records of it. A whole fake data, the entire record of voters, they altered so that they could change the election outcome. It's overwhelmingly, anybody that takes a look at this, you really have to be pretty stupid to not see that the election was rigged and it was stolen. The evidence is, but with this evidence, we no longer live in a democracy. So we need to just dump these corrupt jerks. They do not have a clue what they're doing anyway. I mean, I said that, you know, Jimmy Carter was one of the worst presidents because he didn't know what he was doing, but he was a good man. But Biden's even worse because he doesn't know what he's doing either, and he's a very bad man. So, there's two types of politicians. One who thinks he's smart, and the other one is smart. So, okay, so you still do not believe me. How do you think you are going to convince all the MAGA supporters who represent the majority of the country? Okay, so you fantasize they are not the majority. Have you ever watched a Trump rally recently? I mean, he has like once, two, sometimes two, three a month. And they're like rock concerts. They're like sold-out rock concerts. Have you seen Biden ever draw that kind of crowd? Forget about it. It's best explained now that if Trump gets reelected, the sky is not going to fall down, but the sky is falling down with Biden. So let's discuss the origin of the deep state and look forward to their demise. How, why did the CIA deep state learn how to be motivated to take over countries with them? Remember, the CIA intimately was involved with going around the world, sabotaging political systems, elections, everything else to make countries become more democratic and be friends to the U.S. And these agencies become full of people who believe they were superior than ordinary Americans. And they didn't have hardly any success. And, you know, they felt better than the working class. So when today, then they switched their skills and used them to attack our own country. They became friends and they created the deep state. They failed in all other countries, and it was just a big corrupt game. And Biden was part of it, reaping millions from China, Ukraine, and Russia with his son, Hunter. And it will also fall here. It'll fail here. Real hearings will be set up next year, and they will all be held accountable. And their names will go in the ash heap of history and go into those high school history books I spoke about earlier. So now we have this elitist deep state with the FBI and CIA agents and several other alphabet soup groups, which are destroying country so their heads can grow bigger and they can feel far superior to ordinary Americans. If you haven't listened to February week one episode called Our Biological Robot Bodies, please do. In it, I define the three measurements of intelligence: physical, emotional, and spiritual. We have an IQ test for the physical, but need to develop measurement method for emotional and spiritual, and create an EQ and SQ test. The deep state obviously has high IQ and EQ, but are SQ morons. Any person who has no concern for the people is a squirmer. You might think it's hard to spot these people, but it's not. A real good example is Kamala Harris. Do you have any idea the absolute travesty of the southern border? If you just watch the mainstream media, which spews propaganda 24/7, then maybe not. We could have 10 million immigrants in the next several years come into the United States. It should be obvious to anyone there are not resources to take care of all these people and provide them with jobs. So during the Trump candidate, you know, when Trump ran for president, you know, AOC, who was a bartender who became congresswoman, was at, you know, had pictures of her taken of her crying at these cages with children, you know, that she felt Trump separated from their parents. And the cages were actually built by Obama, but anyway. But today you have millions and millions of people, drug cartels coming in the United States. There's probably a kid getting molested every 10 seconds. It's become a pipeline for fentanyl. And every parent in the United States, you know, their kid could die from, you know, a tiny pill of this stuff. It's such a big mess, and I implore you to support new leadership in the Democratic Party. That is, if you're on that side. As far as the deep state and the global elitists are concerned, they need to be deemed completely irrelevant, and any influence they may have on America needs to be terminated as soon as possible. Bill Gates and China must be forced to sell all of its farming land to the American families. Money from the George Soros and other globalist squirmers needs to be banned. Every single upper management who has not become a whistleblower in the FBI, CDC, CIA, HSS, and all the worthless alphabet soup organizations need to be fired. Today in America, it would be to bring the progressive left and the deep state and MAGA Trump supporters all agree towards this goal. First thing to do is the fact that globalism will not work, and let's just focus on America. I'm going to throw out another couple issues, which will show how to bring more unity to the left and right. The first one I spoke about in the last episode, it's changing the argument about climate change to ending air pollution. And why not argue what is the fastest way to reduce carbon pollution with minimal negative effects on the economy, rather to get in this endless argument between climate believers and deniers. The second, which I'll discuss in May, about making environmental movement more effective, is for environmentalists on the left need to know that they're also environmentalists on the right. In fact, the people on the right probably spend more intimate time in the nature, because most of the conservative people love to fish and hunt. Can't you see the difference? It's trivial, and you both agree to preserve and protect open space for fish and wildlife to thrive. And aside, I think one of the greatest environmental groups is actually Ducks Unlimited, which is all hunters. And they save all acres and acres of wetland just for ducks, you know, so they can shoot them. But the ducks don't go extinct. They thrive. They're thriving. Okay, the only real way to find common ground is to talk exclusively about the problem and then introduce possible solutions to those problems. The reason why I'm doing this and is the absolute best way is to work towards a common goal, just like I said, to focus on reducing air pollution, not focusing on whether or not you're a climate believer and denier. Don't get lost in trying to prove the hypothesis man-made climate change. Focus simply at the problem at hand. If I could tie this again to physics and fight and the fight versus good versus evil, I would say that it's very easy and perpetuated by Satan to build hate energy in your body. It's actually a necessary exercise, in my opinion, to strengthen your spirit. Aside from all the struggles you overcome and the temptations you resist, you also need to channel your love and to remove falsehoods instilled upon you to hate people who disagree with you. By nature, people typically agree 100% on the same thing, but they disagree 99% on how to get there. It's very frustrating. We have to reduce that 99% much lower to build unity so that the vast majority can work together to create this paradise. So if you put a group of people together, one half thinks climate change is serious and the second half are climate deniers, in all honesty, the people that believe climate change is serious hate the people they call climate deniers. Is the reverse true? Do climate deniers hate climate believers? The answer is no. They really do not hate them as people. They simply disagree. Where I live, you cannot even say that you disagree with the science of climate change. I've been in groups of people who almost act like they are in some sort of religious cult and feel that they are experts because they can listen to the science of climate change. The feeling I truly had is best described by being a black man at a KKK rally of white men who spoke about how superior they were to blacks. We no longer have a white supremacy problem, and now the minority, and I felt like a minority, involved with the liberal global elitist supremacy. And it's not hard to get rid yourself of hate. Once KKK members realized that blacks were equal and were not going to ruin their way of life and were away from the group that was their peer group, their hate disappeared. Love always conquers hate, because love is intelligent and hate is anarchy of all the atoms and molecules in the physical universe. The same way it was incredibly difficult to convince the KKK member he was brainwashed by his fellow members about blacks is equivalent to convince a LDSG supporter he or she has been brainwashed. Unity is the goal. Focus on the problem and be willing for some compromise. Believe in the fact that all problems have a solution and political issues have a solution that works better than the others. The next episode is titled Globalist Hell, and I will discuss what I believe is the Great Reset, and if it's allowed, to implement its agenda in America, and exactly how this will create a hell over the entire earth. Harness the power of love and learn to live a righteous life and become enlightened. Let's move on and protect and preserve the paradise of earth. Thank you.